Oh, pray with me this morning, my brothers. Oh, Lord, you have promised that when men of Omega gather together in your name, your presence is here with us. We fix our eyes on you so that our ears may be attentive to your voice. Restore to us the joy of our salvation as we worship you. May we grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus our Lord. To you be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. Oh, my brothers, on this What Would Jesus Do Wednesday, I bring greetings to the mighty men of Omega, assembled to learn more and more about our Lord and our Savior. I am Roy Johnson, and I greet you on this Omega morning that the Lord has given to each of us. And oh, what a wondrous Wednesday indeed it is. Isn't it a blessing to rise up early, start our day fresh, and see the bright opportunity that the Lord has given us this new day? It is good to know that Omega men heed that word and humbly bow before the Almighty. And bowing with us in praise and prayer are the present and past grand officers, most notably this morning, our first vice grand bosslist, Mark Jackson, our grand keeper of finance, Johnny Smith, our grand counselor, Clement Osimeter, our friend indeed, our grand keeper of records, and Theo Sherman Charles, and even young second vice grand bosslist Ryan Thomas calls on the name of the Lord. At the head of the table, when leadership assembles as recently as last evening, is GB42 Ricky Lawrence Lewis, who sets the tone of leading by example, especially in his faith expression. Oh, what a delight it was to hear them signing on each morning the sagacious wisdom of GB35 Dorsey Miller and the astute insight of GB40 Antonio Knox, each quick to share with us in whom they put their faith, their hope, and their trust, and to whom they pray. Each teaches us that the best way to make dreams come true is to wake up and speak to the power of an awesome God. They know there's power in prayer, and no one knows better and sets a better example than two who have served in grand office of spiritual leadership, notably our immediate past grand chaplain, the winsome Walter T. Richardson, and his prophetic predecessor, former grand chaplain and Omega Prayer Line founder, Staccato Powell, and the Caleb to his Joshua, Ray Johnson. Brothers, before we present the one who presents the lesson, give ear to a stalwart, steady, sturdy champion among the men of Omega. One of the great joys of life in Omega is the relationships that we are able to cultivate with wonderful brothers that we meet. And there is none more wonderful than Brother Greg Smith, who makes it his business to delight in relationships with brothers across the Omega footprint, leaving joy in the hearts of those who meet him. Maya Angelou once said, "People will forget what you said and will soon forget what you did, but they will never forget how you made them feel." Oh, there's consensus here on how Greg Smith makes us all feel. Oh, my brothers, right now, hear ye him. The line is yours, Brother Smith.
Good morning, brother! I've been attending this prayer call for 18 months. Those who really know me know that I wake up every day as if I won the Super Bowl. So by the time I call in at 5:40 a.m., I'm already supercharged like a hot red Ferrari. Vroom, vroom, baby. At that time, I usually kick it in with me and Brother Fisher. You know, we go back and forth, bust each other chops, but I love that brother, love him with all my heart. And brothers, if you get a chance, please call in early. I love the Word of God, period. It's my GPS, my ways, my roadmap. I need to hear the Word. I need to hear it with no chaser. That's right. Straight, no rocks. So now, Brother Grand, you may be asking, Brother Smith, tell us, what's so special about this call? And I'll answer by saying, well, I'll give you three reasons. The format and flavor that you, Brother Roy Johnson, has done with your grasp and eloquence of the King's language, but your variety of guest speakers and their testimonials, along with the theme messages you present. Secondly, this call allows me to follow the daily devotional by way of the Daily Walk Bible, which explores God's path to life. And I purchase that book and I follow it every morning with this call. And last but certainly not least, I truly enjoy the camaraderie, the laughter, and the friendships made possible by this call. For example, last evening, for the very first time, Brother T.J. Hurley and I spoke on the phone, and we had such a spirit-filled, awesome time that 3 hours and 25 minutes went by in a flash. That's right. I was also able to break bread recently with Pastor Marquez Fletcher out of Atlanta, and we broke bread without me using my Dairy Queen coupons. Amen? I crack myself up sometimes, brother. Forgive me. But this call, seriously, this call, I was blessed to meet Brother Bernard Big Fish, 1970 Beta Chapter, and Pastor Kevin Peterson, who we call Midnight Cowboy. I met them up in New Jersey. I've also met brothers Melvin Ross, John Clark, who we call Beta Gamma Gamma, Brother Pastor McGriff, out of Green Hill Baptist Church in Columbia, South Carolina, and also, brothers, I've met the Montgomery Mob. Well, all except Brother Sinkfield. I haven't met him. You know, it's hard to get to the boss. You know, Brother Lovejoy said, yeah, it's going to take a minute for you to reach Brother Sinkfield. I get it. Okay. But my hopes and prayers, brothers, is that I get a chance to meet and break bread with all of you one day, especially with the Godfather, John Wesley Gumby. I hope he's on the line by now. Who knows? One day I may even meet Sleepy Floyd, who comes on the line every day. God bless him. Brother Grant, I'm saving the best for last. It was definitely my privilege and an honor to meet and break bread with you and your lovely Queen Carolyn. And brothers, I encourage you, please tell other brothers about the call. Encourage them to call in to your call. That's right. This is your prayer call. I got about 20 seconds left. I'm going to wrap this up. What I found amazing is that when I meet any brother from the central Georgia area, I always ask, do you know Brother Melvin Ross? Immediately, their response is, oh, yeah. I know that 75, bro. He's always praising and preaching about his daily 6:30 a.m. prayer call everywhere he goes, restaurants, church, frat meetings, anywhere he goes. And one brother even asked me, he said, does he get paid commission to advertise? I said, no, not at all. He's doing work for the Lord. He's doing the Great Commission. I love you, bros. Thanks, Brother Grant. I yield it back to you.
All right, Brother Smith. Spice it up, spice it up. Indeed, you do. My brothers, every other Wednesday, we are treated to the pleasing passion of our committed chaplain of the 5th District, a steadfast servant and stalwart leader, Brother and Reverend L. Rodney Bennett, who serves as District Chaplain of the 5th. What a wonderful Wednesday of wisdom he always brings us. And when he prays, you'll feel the fire shut up in his bones. Let's give him our ear as the Lord leads him in sharing the gospel. Take us to glory, Brother Bennett. We're all anxious to hear.
Amen. And to God be the glory. We certainly thank you, Brother Grand Chaplain Roy Johnson, for once again setting setting the stage and setting the plate in such a wonderful way. I certainly am thankful for your divine leadership, and as God continues to use your gifts and talents in a mighty way, we are excited and we are thankful to our dear brother, Brother Greg Smith, that has certainly set our hearts on fire this morning. And we thank God for his continued witness. We see on this Wednesday of wonder, this Wednesday of witness, this Wednesday of wisdom, that yes, he spoke about a brother that cannot be paid, but that one that goes and continues to advocate and to advertise for the morning devotional call. But that brother will be paid, and that pay is out of this world. And out of this world is what we focus on as we come into this new year without fear. Oh, hallelujah, brothers. We are certainly thankful for the spiritual leadership of all of those that have made this particular platform so powerful over the years. We certainly give honor unto those that have set the plate in days past, the founder, and of course, GB35 and GB40. And we are thank God for our immediate past Grand Chaplain, Brother Walter T. Richardson. So good to know that God is continuing to bless. And yet, as we come on this 11th day in the year of our Lord and Savior 20 and 23, it's truly a great day to be alive and a greater day, brothers, to be. Bible portrays Jesus as the Savior of the world. We continue our studies now in the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis, which portrays Jesus Christ, our Creator God, with a lesson entitled today, Jacob's Dream and Flight from Esau. Jacob's Dream and Flight from Esau. And as we move forward, as I mentioned, to a new year without fear, we see Jacob's stolen blessing. It sounds like an oxymoron when you speak that in chapter 27. And then we notice that Jacob's dream at Bethel occurred in chapter 28. As we focus further on chapters 29 and 30 in this book of beginnings, we see Jacob's family. And Jacob longs to be home with his respective family, etc. Then we finally see in chapter 31 Jacob's flight. As we began to honor this, and as we began to look at this, it's interesting because this conflict actually began in their mother's womb when she was carrying these twin sons in the name of Esau and the name of Jacob. And what we notice that happened is that after Rebekah's plan to trick Isaac into giving the patriarchal blessing, Jacob flees for Haran for safety. It's interesting because when you look at that comment, one of the things that had transpired was that Isaac and Rebekah found themselves making a major mistake because they played their children against one another. We should never play favorites when it comes down to our children because God is no respecter of persons. Yes, they may have unique attributes, gifts, and talents, but our responsibility is to share love and to share it unconditionally. And so there could not have been two different twins, however, when we began to look at that cultivated and developed with Esau and Jacob. Oh, yeah, Isaac, we know, favored Esau, the hunter. Rebekah favored the quiet one, Jacob, the intellectual one. And they were both gifted in their own right, but they had vast differences. And so as we look at these differences, they came to a particular point to where Esau sold his birthright for basically a bowl of hot oatmeal, a bowl of grits, a bowl of porridge, if you will. And yet at the same time, we must realize that God's divine hand of grace and mercy was moving at all times to bring his ultimate plan unto fruition. And so we see that en route to Haran, as we see the dynamics that have begun to occur within this family, Jacob finds himself moving in that direction, but yet he still receives assurance from Almighty God in a dream that he experienced, which said that indeed you would still be the heir to the covenant of the promise. You see, you cannot break the promises of God. You cannot destroy the promises of God. You cannot prevent the promises of God. And even after 20 years in Haran, learning painful lessons from his uncle Laban, Jacob returns to Canaan with his livestock, with his servants, and most of all, with his family. Yes, his nuclear family, his two wives that had come into that experience that he found himself having to fight hand over fist for in order to be able to have that which he desired, which was his marriage to Rachel. He had to first find himself taking into account the first wife. And so we know the story. For 14 years, he labored in order to have that desire of his heart. And so as he continued to move forward, though, he realized something remarkable, something that we must always remember, my brothers, and that is that even when God gives us an opportunity, it can be fight or it can be flight. If we stand on the principles, stand on the word of God, God has a way of turning a situation around, brothers. God has a way of allowing us to see our light within so that we may allow our light to shine, that others may experience the glory that is necessary. As we look at this experience that began to happen with Jacob, it did not prevent Jacob from continuing to stay the course. Yes, there may be some things, my brothers, at times that don't appear to be working out as you had anticipated. But this God that we serve, this God that we serve is true. This God that we serve will never leave you nor forsake you. In the Old Testament times, if you will, the first important experience of a Hebrew newborn was receiving a name. Often the name would describe the parents' hope for a child or a picture of the child's personality. The infant tended to live up to that name. And as a child of God, you bear the name as Christians. You bear that name as a child of God. And it's important that as we move in our particular realm, as we move into this new year, a new year with new beginnings and new opportunities and new doors that have opened, we come and we begin to focus on that which God intends to use. You see, God had already proclaimed that he would bless Israel. He had already proclaimed that name that had come upon Jacob would one day be a name that would be raised up. And when we begin to talk about the blessings of the Lord, oh, we can't help talk about that unless we talk about the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we know that Jacob begat 12 tribes, and those 12 tribes of the nation of Israel still to this name carry a name to where when you move throughout the world, you are connected back to that which God had established. You are connected, my brothers, back to the original foundation that was established by our four founding fathers. Yes, it helps us to fulfill our responsibility as men of Omega. And so as we continue to remember that name, we must talk unto our Heavenly Father. Talk to him right now about the name that he has given you in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, there's a name, amen. Your name, if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, is written in the book of the Lamb. Oh, hallelujah. And we have to ask him for help in fulfilling the responsibilities that are connected with our name. Therefore, let go, brothers. Let go in this new year of all of those stumbling blocks, if you will, that so swiftly beset us. And let us hold on to the proclamation that God gives us in Psalm 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Yes, be still in the Hebrew context can also be translated let go. Yes. If you are still in the Lord, you're letting go and allowing God to do his divine work. For in God, we know there's no accident, for he does everything by his divine providence. And if we be still, if we would just be still for a moment, in other words, my Omega brothers, he says, quit holding on to those things that keep you from exalting me as your God. Quit holding on to those things that don't give me proper place in your life, seek ye first. As we come into this 2023 new year, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all the things that you stand in need of, oh, it shall be added unto you. For Satan's primary tool, my brother, is not an active sinner, but his primary tool is an inactive saint. Therefore, let your light so shine. Let us come boldly before the throne of Almighty God, declaring that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Because we come into this new year without fear, may we go forth and do that which God has proclaimed in his word, and may we do it in such a way that we bring glory unto his name. As we move at this particular time, brothers, thanking the Heavenly Father for the opportunity, of course, to always engage in prayer, because we know no Omega man is any bigger than his prayer life. We're thankful on this great day as we come praying God's glory. We come praying and asking God to continue to watch over Brother Donnell Camp, who's asking for prayers for his college teammate who lost his sister recently. We come asking prayers, if you will, praying alongside Brother Pastor Marquise Fletcher in Atlanta, that his presentation for a joint community missions project, it has the Lord's blessings upon it. And as Brother Smith goes in front of the word of Faith Family Cathedral's Executive Council here on Wednesday, we want him to know that we are with him in prayer, lifting him in the spirit, acknowledging that God can do all things but fail. We're also very thankful, brothers, as we see a brother that crossed the sands with Brother Clowney, Brother Rensour, who crossed the burning sands together, the only two brothers online in April the 30th in 1955 at Lambda Psi Chapter in Livingston College. Our dear brother has entered into Omega Chapter, and so we want to certainly thank Brother Clowney. We want to thank Brother Putnam for making us aware and continuing to lift up that family even at this hour. Brothers, we want to certainly thank you also for the prayers that have been extended for the Jones family. Brother Jones sent in a thank you, asking each brother to know how much he appreciated the prayers of his father, Brother Aggie Jones. And so we thank God for each of you brothers remembering those that stand in the need of prayer. We also want to extend, on behalf of 5th District D.R. Sam McKenzie, we want to remember those that have at one time or another been connected to the great work in the legendary 5th District, who have gone on to enter into Omega Chapter. Brother H.D.R., Robert Jefferson, whom we shared in those homeborn celebrations. I want to remember Brother Kevin White with Ro Kappa, and Brother Dudley Bradley, Theta Zeta, and Brother Keith Miller, and Brother DeMario Moore. We also want to lift up the family of Brother John Gilder, all those that have entered into Omega. Let us remember those brothers. And then finally, brothers, let us turn our hearts now as we close out in prayer, thanking God for another day above ground, as Grandma would say, as we come before the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you as you have blessed us to cross over the threshold from 2022 into 2023. And Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to come before my dear brothers on this first watch for me in the new year with our devotional morning prayer line. Lord, I recognize, dear God, that you have blessed us with great leadership. So we just ask that you continue to be with our grand basilisk, dear Father. Continue to be with Brother Ricky Lewis, dear God, and continue to be with our first vice grand basilisk, dear God. And as you watch over Brother Mark, dear God, continue to allow their families to be blessed, and all of the executive council, dear God. We know, dear Lord, that they are putting their lives on the line each and every day in this nation that is divided, in this nation that is not keen and not kind towards the development, the growth, and the cultivation of the African-American male. But yet, dear God, You said, touch not my anointing. And dear God, we just believe, dear Lord, that even with the cabinet and the council members and the district representatives and the staff and all of those that make up, dear Father, that august body are being blessed and covered by your protection even there. Dear Lord, we just want to say thank you right now, dear God, as you give us courage once again to come. You have overlooked our challenges. You've helped us through our difficulties. You have helped us overcome obstacles, dear God. And so, Lord, we stay open to you right now, Heavenly Father, because it is in you that we live and move and have our being, Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, dear God. Help us to be patient with one another. Help us to continue to lead with the Spirit of the living God. Help us to lead by example. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, dear Lord, for all that is being done and all that shall be done as you watch over our families and protect our friends and look out for those, dear Father, that are less fortunate, the lost, the downtrodden, dear God, even those that are marginalized. We just want to say thank you this morning, Heavenly Father, realizing that we can do nothing apart from thee, oh dear God. So, Lord, just help us to experience the best that you have for us, because the best is yet to come, dear Lord. And as we look into this year, this 2023 year, dear Father, oh dear God, order our steps, dear Lord. Help us to continue to be led by your strength and your guidance, where we know, dear God, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, this is our humble prayer in the mighty, the matchless, miraculous, and the marvelous name of he who came out of Nazareth, led, bled, died, yet went to an old rugged cross, but rose again on that third and appointed morning with all power in heaven and in earth. Because of that, thy Father, because he lives, we live. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, dear God, we can continue to advance your kingdom. This is our hope and our prayer in all things we do. Somebody ought to say amen. Somebody ought to say hallelujah. All the brothers ought to say thank the Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord and hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.